Welcome to a muzzled chat. Folks, things have been hectic over here. Treatment. Trying to up my spirituality. Diving into the Bible more and more. Trying to hold that man accountable in the mirror. We need it more than ever. That'd be a grave character defect and flaw to try to tackle all life challenges, especially these days during these trying times, alone. We don't have that much control in this life. Kind of delusional thinking. But we sure could do a lot of work on ourselves. And that in a sense is why we are here, is it not? Well, I got a very disturbing text today. And it's wild. It blows my mind. Let's shut this thing off. And I feel we all should get behind. Well, this is important information to share. And that we get behind our Second Amendment. I believe folks need to, just like that one shirt says on Black Eagle Apparel, the Constitution doesn't need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. We all should really understand our constitutional rights and as to why they exist. Our freedoms are getting infringed upon more and more and more. And I tell you what, for folks that might consider this is hate speech, there's more, it's not even hate speech, or just disagree with our view on things, then we're all ears. Love to hear as to why you've come to the decision and the conclusions you have. But I challenge you to seek truth on the matter, because so much of these like defective like ideologies have just been conjured up by evil intentionally so we lose more and more of our freedoms and we lose more and more the ability to fight for those freedoms and ensure they aren't infringed upon. So in Oregon, it says Bend Church. So I imagine in Bend, Oregon, this church is hosting a gun surrender event to turn your, of course, they're using like demonization words and weapons versus firearms, but to turn them into garden tools, folks. Come surrender them. We'll turn them into garden tools for you. This is insanity. Let's have good law-abiding citizens come turn in your means to protect your freedoms under the guise of let's minimize mass shootings and all this other nonsense. It's insane to me that this is an actual thing. Come to find out, it's not the only time this church has done this. And you're not going to hear about things like this because you'd have to be like part of these communities or under this pastor or church. and they'll get you probably on some other things, and and you may not consider anything like this, but I could see as to, everyone starts doing this thing, and people could potentially be pressured or manipulated, brainwashed to give up their means to protect their freedoms. It's just insanity. Or protect their loved ones. I couldn't imagine, with the invasion happening within our country, to handing over my firearms. It's insane. So I find it important that we talk about this and think about this, that we keep an ear to the ground, and when things like this happen near us, or if, I mean, maybe we ought to reach out to the church, be like, what are you doing? We don't have to be mean or anything, just speak some truth. I believe what you to be doing, anti-American, and it's not going to lead to any good. So we obviously don't want this trending and going throughout other churches or other states at all. So let's see. Ben's Antioch. Is that how it's said? Antioch. Antioch Church is hosting a Guns to Garden. Oh, it says firearms here. Firearm Surrender Event Month. It allows gun owners to hand over their weapons to turn them into garden tools. Interesting. Saying the church acknowledges that while mass shootings receive the most attention in the news, more gun deaths in America each year due to suicide and accidents. Now, we could address the suicide thing. The end of the day, guns aren't killing people. People are killing people. The guns obviously just become a means, a tool that is assisted in that. And I mean, that's extremely sad. But there's things we could do to encourage those individuals. We just got to be tapped in to loved ones, friends, when they're not doing too well, we can encourage them and be a part of minimizing the chances of that horrific event. And as far as accidents, like, what are we, children? As adults? Because children can't possess them. So we're not properly stowing them away or educating the children. So there's a lot we could do to minimize that. Hey, church, do you realize vehicles kill people too? You want to just turn them into garden tools? Pastor Amy Kasari said in a statement, the Guns to Gardens movement says it seeks to decrease gun violence by reducing the number of guns in homes and communities. Amy, you're not going to get criminals, or the ones that would be a part of gun violence. They're not the ones that are going to become turning them into you. They're just not. You, in fact, are going to be increasing gun violence because you're making softer targets around these areas, and you're making people more vulnerable to the criminals that aren't giving up the guns. It's pretty much insane. States last year's Bend event led to more than 70 firearms being surrendered. The drive-through event, April 27th, 9 a.m. through 12 p.m. in the Antioch Church parking lot at 566 Northeast Clay Avenue. Anyone could look this up. Am I trying to dox a church? And no, but ultimately, would it be nice to see other views and people potentially even protest what this church is doing and how it's going to manipulate or try to manipulate its congregation? Like, this isn't good. This is not a church I would attend. I'd challenge every individual there in attendance to go church shopping. That church, dare I say, has lost its way. Those participating are asked to keep weapons unloaded in their trunk or backseat of the vehicle. Trained volunteers will take them straight to the chop saw station and make 3 cuts per ATF guidelines, so they are no longer viable weapons. The owner can donate them to be made into garden tools. No ammunition is accepted. Now, this is what gets me, folks. This is not a buyback event, they claim. But the church said it will donate gift cards to those who donate their guns as a thank you. They are incentivizing their congregation and people to do this. Right here it states $100 for a shotgun, long gun, hunting rifle, $200 for a revolver or a handgun, $300 for an assault rifle. Church, Amy, could you define assault rifle? No one can technically define an assault rifle. Assault pen, assault pinky, assault table, assault microphone. It's ludicrous. They are trying to do a play on words. So many people, when they hear that, those two words, assault rifle, they connect it to the AR. And that is a big misconception. AR does not stand for assault rifle, folks. It stands for Armalite, the actual company that created that build out, that firearm. No one that talks about assault rifles can give a proper definition. It's insanity. So folks, especially, wow, if this comes across someone there near Bend, Oregon, you got dates, it'd be great to protest. It'd be great to, I don't know, maybe skip the line, create another booth for donation. Heck, maybe there's some higher valued things. And I mean, I don't know the gun laws there. Maybe challenge a gun shop there or something to go set up a booth as close to this church as you can. And have like a donate, but incentivize and offer them more to keep these guns in rotation. It's no secret. We've played countless clips, episodes, like history, and the facts behind like a disarmed population, it leads to so much death. It's not even funny. With all the corruption around us, obviously they're trying to make plays on this. So yeah, that's just some news that really blew my mind. Let me know your thoughts and what can we effectively do to stop? I mean, we can't totally stop. They're free to do what they want to do, but gosh dang, sound the alarm on a church like this. Like they've clearly lost their way. I could only imagine what other woke things are pushing down the congregation's throat and misleading good, honest people and Americans. Everyone needs to start getting not just upping their arsenals, but familiarized with firearms. I mean, it's fun when you learn the gun, the proper gun safety and etiquette. Like, it's more risky to drive to the range than the activity itself. Because when the muzzle and the barrel isn't ever flagging or flashing anyone, it's always aimed down, then no accident can happen. Like, no one's going to get hurt. Then you learn trigger control, and you only put your trigger, insert it, and rest it on that trigger of the firearm till you're actually ready to shoot it. And so there's a lot of safety things to pick up and just proper gun etiquette. We should learn more about the laws, whatever state you're in. Gun safety, cleaning, just everything. We should be carrying each and every day. Best to be prepared than a victim. Everyone should be. In a huge way, with an invasion happening, I feel it's downright un-American if you're not carrying at this point. All the time, within an arm's reach. Your life and your family's lives could be at stake, and you never know. And that's your right. Because once again, the fact of the matter is criminals are going to be walking around with them. So let's stop this ludicrous, just terrible movement of disarming good, honest people. That's scary. It's interesting. I feel more safe at a gun show. Everyone's got one. Everyone's carrying. And odd enough, there's no mass shootings at gun shows. And guns are everywhere. Well, let me know your thoughts. I got another episode to dive in on. Wish me luck. Pray for me. I love you guys. The whole intent behind a conversation and bringing this to light is I hope people can start finding their voice and standing up. I see so many like just ludicrous ideas with no foundation that leads to, you know, more tyranny and more suppression and us becoming defenseless. And they're loud about it, and not enough good, honest people matching that or shutting that down. We got to do better on that part. But the tyranny, it's no secret. Things have been getting very tyrannical. And the whole point is I want you all safe. And I want the best versions of you and a better, brighter future for you. And the only, like, we lose all of that if we're disarmed very quickly. All right. God bless you. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to check out Black Eagle Apparel. Check out the links below. Guys, we must get prepared. Look at EMP Shield. Take advantage of that $50 off each product while we still have that. I know they're flying off the shelves. Last I heard, it was they're 3 weeks out. So best just order it sooner versus later and get protected in that way, especially for your vehicle. Yeah, don't end up a sitting duck. And get your health. Check out Bond Charge and their products. All right, that's enough. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.